Executive Lounge masih bersama Fena Diliana Sari dan Aryan Arifin. Sekarang saatnya informasi hiburan. Silakan Ri.
Alicia Keys baru saja mengeluarkan single terbarunya yang berjudul We Are Here.
This song, absolutely, more than ever have I started to really recognize my purpose and desire, probe deeper and to find out what it is that we're all going through, because I think we're all going through so much. And specifically with this song, We Are Here, someone said to me, why are you here? And no one had asked me that question before, and so I started throwing that question to everybody I came in contact with. And what came back was so powerful, not to mention the backdrop of everything that's going on in the world. I think we're all, just all of us, we just feel, some of us feel frustrated, some of us feel afraid, some of us feel concerned. We all want to know kind of what we can personally do. And so this song gives us the opportunity to have that dialogue to start talking about what are we just here to offer.
Di single terbarunya, Alicia mencoba menjawab pertanyaan apa yang bisa dilakukannya untuk dunia. Pertanyaan itulah yang kemudian ditanyakannya kepada para fansnya dengan kalimat Why are we here? Penyanyi yang sedang mengandung anak keduanya ini sangat aktif di kegiatan kemanusiaan. Selain pendiri dan duta organisasi internasional Keep a Child Alive, Alicia juga sering terlibat dalam kampanye untuk mendukung pemberdayaan perempuan. Ketika menjadi seorang ibu, dia merasa rasa empatinya terhadap masalah dunia menjadi lebih tajam.
Just as a mother, you know, you start feeling things on a way, just a level. I think you just start feeling a fierceness, a more empathetic energy. I've always been an empathetic person. I've always related to what we've gone through as a humanity, but when you start seeing your kids in the mix and like what they're going to grow up in and what they're going to be a part of or how they could help change it, you get fiercer.
Kabar lain dari penyanyi yang pertama kali mengeluarkan albumnya di tahun 2001 ini adalah kehebohannya baru-baru ini dalam memberikan pesta ulang tahun yang penuh kejutan untuk sang suami, Swiss Beatz, dengan tema film Coming to America.
The vision was clear. It's one of his favorite films. Whose film isn't that one of their favorite?
Yeah.
And so it just felt good to have a good time.
Mengenai karirnya yang sudah berumur 13 tahun, peraih 15 Grammy Awards ini merasa baru saja mulai.
Definitely flown by. It's incredible because every day is just a new chance and opportunity. I feel like I haven't even really gotten started.
Itulah berita terbaru mengenai Alicia Keys.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me, audibly, bawling she, said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her, underneath my comforter, and she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her, took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her, yeah I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her, I ain't trying to be that, haters wanna see that, but I got him aggy, cause I win the gold like Gabby.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Keep repping me, do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Jangan lupa untuk mendengarkan VOA Executive Lounge dari hari Senin sampai Jumat.
Dan juga jangan lupa untuk menyimak informasi kita di Facebook page kami VOA Executive Lounge and also on Twitter at VOA Exec Lounge.
Baiklah, kami pamit dulu. Saya Fena Dilena Sari.
Dan saya Ariono Arifin mengucapkan banyak terima kasih untuk Anda semua. Sampai jumpa lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye. Bye.